Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled Faith Rewarded. The Lord rewards faith. In the book of Genesis, chapter 7, verse 1, the Lord said to Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Here's an opportunity to please the Lord. But the opportunity to please the Lord didn't come or didn't start with Noah's trek from where he was into the ark. Noah's effort at pleasing the Lord began when he started building the ark, when he accepted the call from the Lord to go forward and to build this ark. That was his demonstration of faith, and the Lord rewarded him for his faithfulness by giving to him the invitation to come into the ark. Noah, the scriptures say, was a just man. He was perfect in his generations, and he walked with God. So Noah was mindful of what pleased the Lord long before the flood came. They were in the ark, and what difference did it make how much longer the Lord would wait before he would send the flood of judgment? For they were in the place where the Lord wanted them to be. They had worked and shown their faith by working. They continued working until the job was finished. Now, it was a show of faith to finish the job. And it continues to be a show of faith on our part to finish the job to which the Lord has called us. Now, these, Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives, worked without the knowledge of when the end was coming. And when they went into the ark, Noah was told that it would come in 7 days. Now, whether or not he told the rest of his family, just 7 days more, family, and then we'll see the reward of the labor of our hands. I don't know if he told them that or not. But there must have been things going through his mind. Did he call them aside and say, the Lord has told me that the flood's going to come in just 1 week? Well, he did according to all that the Lord had said to him, according to Genesis chapter 5. And in those days of waiting, and again, my imagination sort of takes over here and what must have happened or what could have happened. On day one, he, after hearing that judgment was coming in 7 days, sorted through it all, that which was right and that which was wrong. Had he done all that he could? Was there anything that he could more do to see to it that some would come? It was very clear in his mind, I'm sure, that the Lord was going to work. Day number two. And now he probably goes through his mind searching in vain. Is there one more out there? Is there someone who might be willing to join us? But he searched in vain, for the scriptures tell us that was just Noah and his wife, his sons, and their wives that got on board the ark. Day number 3. The Lord then perhaps gave Noah the fact there is a very clear separation between those who belong to the Lord and those who don't. Those who belong to the Lord will be mindful of what matters to God. The word of God means something to them. The will of God means something to them. And the work of God means something to those who belong to Him. Clearly, a line of separation between the faithful and the unfaithful. Day number 4. Perhaps the light broke through. The burden was lifted, if there were a burden at all. God has done right. You see, on day 4, the sun, moon, and the stars were created by the Lord out of the light that He had made. The Lord has done right. I can see the mercies and the grace of God, perhaps Noah thought. I can see how He has worked in our day. It's now time for us to be with Him in the ark. And day number 5, he came to the conclusion, perhaps these who are outside of the ark are as dead men walking. They're dead in their sins and trespasses. There's absolutely nothing else we can do. They've watched us work. They've heard our testimony. The door is open. It's been open for these previously 4 or 5 days. They can still come. There is no hope for them outside the ark. So they are making their own choice to reject the plan of salvation. They're rejecting the way of salvation. Enter the ark for safety. They're in unbelief. They do not believe. They will not believe. They have chosen their own final destiny. Day number 6. They've had their day. Now, tomorrow, the Lord will have His. Day number 6. Nothing else we can do, family. We'll wait. The Lord's got the door open. And then when day 7 comes, the Lord shuts the door and the floods break loose. The Lord effects His plan. So the family that's on board is rewarded. And their names are listed in the, Noah's name is listed in the book of Hebrews, that Noah moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. And the Lord showed mercy. The Lord showed mercy many days, and many rejected it. He had waited 120 years. If he had waited 7 years more, would it have made any difference? The Lord knows, and the Lord's plan is perfect. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.